This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for September 6th through 12th, 2008. In this week's report, Palestinian factions failed to settle their differences, while Palestinian officials express uncertainty regarding reaching an agreement with Israel by the end of this year, and the siege on Gaza remains in place. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin this week's report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank, where international and Israeli activists join Palestinians in Bethlehem and Ramallah in their non-violent protests. Under the slogan Boycott Israeli Products, the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in Al-Masara village near Bethlehem organized a protest on Friday, in which a number of the villagers, internationals and Israelis participated and expressed their rejection to the wall and called for boycotting Israeli products. During the activity, protesters spilled Israeli products onto the streets and destroyed them. Israeli troops seized two protesters identified as Dr. Mohammed Ouda and Mazen Al-Azza of the Palestinian Medical Relief Services. The rest of protesters refused to leave the area before the troops released the two detained men who were held for 2 hours. The Israeli soldiers attempted to hit IMEMC photographer Rami Rishmawi and other protesters with a jeep. Al-Azza told IMEMC that this demonstration was part of a campaign to encourage Palestinians to boycott Israeli products so that towns, cities and villages would be Israeli products free. A number of Palestinian and international human rights activists were wounded during the weekly non-violent anti-wall protest in the West Bank village of Na'lin near Ramallah. The protest was organized by the Popular Committee Against the Wall and Settlements in the village to commemorate the killing of two young Palestinians by Israeli army fire in the village 2 months ago. The protesters held their Friday prayers on the land slated for confiscation for the construction of the wall. Ahed Al-Khawaja, coordinator of the committee, said that Israeli settlers carrying Israeli flags and accompanied by Israeli soldiers attempted to disturb the prayers by making noise with their loudspeakers. Following the prayers, the worshippers lined up to march in protest against the construction of the wall on their land. However, troops showered them with a number of CS gas canisters, and several of them, including internationals from Belgium, were treated for gas inhalation and choking. Also in Ramallah area was the weekly nonviolent protest in Bilayin, where the villagers gathered today chanting slogans and calling for national unity among the Palestinians. Israeli troops placed razor wire on the main road in the village to prevent the protesters who marched after Friday prayers from reaching the construction site and the gate in the fence. In a press release, the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Bilayin condemned the recent Israeli decision to confiscate hundreds of acres in the village of Jayus and Falamia near the northern West Bank city of Qalqilia in order to expand Israeli settlements. When the protesters reached the gate, the army fired CS gas, concussion grenades and rubber-coated steel bullets at them. Dozens suffered from gas inhalation and 6 protesters were hit by rubber-coated bullets. 5 of the 6 were identified as Tamer Al-Khatib, Iyad Burnat, Abdullah and Adib Abu Rahma and Yasin Muhammad. A group of college professors and journalists from Belgium who had earlier visited Na'lin also visited Bilayin today. The group listened to a presentation by the local committee about the experience of Bilayin over the past 4 years of non-stop weekly non-violent protests. For IMEMC, this is George Rishmawi. The Israeli military attacks on the West Bank have continued over the past week, with Israeli troops invading several areas of the region, killing, wounding, and detaining a number of residents. Meanwhile, according to a human rights report, Israeli settlement expansion has doubled over the past few years. IMEMC's Jessica Hasley has the details.
On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers killed a Palestinian resident and wounded another during an invasion into the city of Nablus. The killing came during an Israeli army attempt to kidnap a fighter of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade of Fatah Party. The attack on Nablus also resulted in the kidnapping of 2 residents. This week, Israeli troops carried out several invasions and arrest campaigns in various West Bank cities, towns, villages, and refugee camps. On Thursday, the Israeli army invaded the village of Abu Azeim, which lies on the outskirts of Bethlehem City, detaining at least one resident. Throughout the week, the Israeli attacks were seen in the city of Hebron, Jenin, Nablus, and Tukaram. At least a dozen Palestinian residents were rounded up by the Israeli troops. The Israeli army attacks and arrests come at a time when the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks continue. Meanwhile, a Palestinian woman attacked two Israeli soldiers with a chemical substance. They were manning the Hawar checkpoint in Nablus City. The woman escaped the scene, and the men were treated for slight injuries. For the first time in 3 years, Israeli authorities will allow Israeli and Arab residents of Israel to use their own vehicles inside the West Bank city of Qalqilia. In the meantime, a report issued by Beit Salem revealed that the Israeli authorities have increased expansion of illegal Israeli settlements in the West Bank in the past few years. Beit Salem is an Israeli center that works for human rights. For IAM EMC, this is Jessica Holsey.
The Israeli blockade on Gaza enters its 15th month as the situation in Gaza Strip remains unchanged. Closure of border crossings remain in place and Israeli army attacks on fishermen continue. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari with the details.
On Thursday evening, a roadside bomb was reportedly detonated along the southeastern Gaza-Israel border lines. A newly known group, calling itself Saraya al-Tawheed, claimed responsibility for the bombing. The Sid bombing was the first in the past 3 months since Israel and the Palestinian factions agreed to an Egyptian brokered ceasefire. This week in Gaza, a Palestinian fisherman was slightly wounded after an Israeli naval vessel collided with his fishing boat. Also, Israeli naval forces were reported opening fire at fishing boats on Gaza shores. No casualties were reported. In the meantime, the international campaign to break the Israeli siege on Gaza announced their 1 million signature campaign to be submitted later to the United Nations in order to lift the blockade. In addition, the local popular committee to break the Israeli siege called for an immediate intervention by the international community for breaking the Israeli blockade, which according to the committee has also impacted